It's World Mental Health Day, and based on the most up-to-date statistics, we know that more than $9 billion is spent on mental health in Australia every year. And in 2017-18, 4.2 million Australians received mental health-related prescriptions. The federal government's committed to a zero goal on suicide, and soon on RN Breakfast, Cathy Van Exter will interview the federal health minister, Greg Hunt. The Productivity Commission is also examining what needs to be done to improve the nation's mental health. Its draft report is due later this month. Lucy Brogdon is the chairwoman of the National Mental Health Commission, and she joined me earlier. Your commission recently reported that governments need to better understand current levels of expenditure on mental health, including how much is spent, what it's spent on, how well it's working. Many people would be shocked that we don't know that information already.
Well, Sabra, it's a comprehensive investment that's made when we talk about investing in mental health. It's invested money invested through the Department of Health, but right across in a whole of government approach. And we don't really have a good sense of what that investment really looks like. Last year, the OECD looked across all countries within the OECD and really established that there isn't a single country investing in mental health and mental well-being and prevention to the level of burden of disease. And so that's a challenge for us in Australia to up that investment, but recognise that will come from agencies other than just health.
The federal government says it does want a big focus on mental health, but how important is it that housing, employment and low socioeconomic status are part of the solutions?
They're fundamental to the solutions. Really, the social determinants of health, which we do talk about quite a lot, are the levers for prevention, but they're also key to recovery. People need safe accommodation. They need to be able to participate in something meaningful. They need to be able to connect to community, family and friends if they're truly going to make a strong recovery. But also we know that particularly for our children, the more we can reduce adverse childhood experience, the better trajectory we set them on for life.
Do government policies, both state and federal, really address those issues right now?
Look, I think we've come a long way. I think one of the real landmarks this year has been the appointment of Christine Morgan as the special advisor, particularly on suicide prevention. In that role, she's been given a task to look at a whole of government strategy. This is a real first for us in Australia to take that comprehensive view and be able to go back to cabinet, to governments and say, you all have a role to play and there will be strategies for all of you.
And accountability?
Absolutely, accountability. And that's a key function for the National Mental Health Commission. We were established in 2012 with a primary monitoring and reporting function. We've done that to some extent with, you could probably say, a hand tied behind our back, given the lack of data we have access to, but that's getting better all the time. We are working with the AIHW and other big agencies like the ABS to really improve the quality of data that we have.
Just on some of that information, your latest Commission's report says 250,000 Australians present to hospital emergency departments every year seeking help for acute mental health and behavioural conditions, and that those centres aren't adequately resourced to cope. Will they ever be resourced properly to cope?
Look, I really hope so. And I think it's important in this message that we say to people, it is fine to present to ED. It's not the only front door to a mental health system, but it may be the front door that you need. And that's fine. We don't want to discourage people from turning up to ED and presenting there, but we need to ensure that once they do turn up, that they get the access to good care.
There's evidence that many people with mental health issues have had funding under previous Commonwealth programs aren't getting accepted under the National Disability Insurance Scheme. Earlier this year, the figure was 50% hadn't even applied, but of those who had, about half weren't getting funding. Does that worry you?
Look, it's a big concern for us. You're right. It is around half of people that aren't taking up the packages, aren't applying. There's a range of reasons sitting behind that. I think we have to give some credit to the NDIA that they've recognised that pathways into the NDIS for people with psychosocial disability were not well thought out, and they've now working to develop a distinct pathway for them. But still, we need to ensure that it is fit for purpose.
And the goal of zero suicide, how realistic is that? There hasn't been a time frame set on it, but is that ever achievable?
Look, we have to work towards zero. I live with someone that lives with suicidal ideation every day. And so for me to work towards zero is the only number that I'm comfortable with. I can't look at Australians in the eye and say that there's any number other than zero that is acceptable. But that's a real challenge. We've set ourselves a huge challenge. Other countries and states are looking at 10 and 20% reductions, and I can understand that in program design, but as a country, we've got to say we're working towards zero. That will take the whole of government approach that Christine Morgan's been asked to look at. That will take investment. The minister made further announcements on investment today around suicide prevention. A lot of the work we've done in this space has been what I would call crisis intervention, and we need to move upstream and really work with communities to support children on a positive life trajectory. We need to have a mature conversation around the role of alcohol in our communities, drugs as well, and look at the issues that sit behind the suicide rate and really acknowledge the huge issue that are facing men in this country when it comes to suicide, and particularly older men.
You just mentioned that you live with the prospect of suicide ideation every day. What's your message to other Australians who will also struggle with that every day?
Look, I think as a carer, it's really important on a day like World Mental Health Day that carers recognise the need for good self-care and to look after ourselves in that journey. But for all of us, it's really about a strong message of help-seeking, reaching out to whether it's another family member, friend, colleague, the GP, or presenting at ED and saying, I'm just not feeling safe. Can someone sit with me, hold space with me until I feel better, or help me access the treatment I need?
Lucy Brogdon, thanks for talking to AM.
Thanks, Sabra.
That's Lucy Brogdon, the Chair of the National Mental Health Commission. And remember, if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.